Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
Week 6 in the NFL came to a close with Monday Night Football in New Jersey, an AFC East clash as the Bills beat the Jets 23-20. Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen had 3 touchdowns, 2 passing and 1 rushing, while Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers had 2 touchdown passes, including a 52-yard Hail Mary to end the first half, but one interception that sealed the victory for Buffalo. Kicker Tyler Bates hit a 22-yard field goal for the Bills, scoring the only points of the fourth quarter, breaking a 20-20 tie. Buffalo improves to 4-2 with the win. Jets dropped to 2-4 with the loss in their first game since the firing of head coach Robert Saleh. In postseason baseball, Game 2 National League Championship Series, Mets down the Dodgers 7-3. New York scored 5 runs in the second inning, including Matt Vetrano's grand slam home run. Francisco Lindor also had a solo shot. That series is tied at 1. Opening game of the American League Championship Series saw the Yankees beat the Guardians 5-2. New York scored 3 runs in the third inning. Juan Soto hit a home run. A couple of wild pitches brought home runs as well for New York.
Alabama first and 10 on the 12. Again, Houston. He's got a hole. He's over. Alabama touchdown.
I'm just wondering if your listeners know how good a football player you were. I can still see you playing that fullback, knocking those players out of the way. And I believe I could have run behind you.
Martin, I can remember when we came to center and you were playing fullback up there. And I saw you in the weight room and watched you work out in the weight room. If you can pick up, you were strong enough to pick up the whole weight room. I wanted to pick it, and I run him back to the back. biggest mistake we ever made.
The Martin Houston Show with national championship winning fullback Martin Houston, giving you 1 hour of intense, hard-hitting analysis from an insider's perspective. It's time for the Martin Houston Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Good morning. Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier. As we have DC Cats on report joining us, we're talking about the third Saturday in October. And they still hit the good, bad, and ugly of the South Carolina game. And Bama basketball is ranked number 2 in the preseason poll. Kick it over to you.
All right. We're so glad you got up and at 'em with us on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Glad that you will jump in here on the conversation in just a moment. It is the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier, powered by Box Eye Care. Box Eye Care, you can check them out at boxeyecare.com, boxeyecare.com, 205-342-0660. They power our show each and every day, and they take care of you. You'll hear more about them later on in the program. But don't forget, if you have any vision needs, go check out Box Eye Care. The Empowerment Strategy and Solutions Hotline is open for business, so go check it out. You can call us at 205-342-9904, 205-342-9904. That's the Empowerment Strategy and Solutions Hotline. To learn more about Empowerment Strategy and Solutions, go to empowermentstrategy.com. That's empowerment spelled with the letter M versus E-M. So Empowerment Strategy.com. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, and we want to get you in on the conversation. So we want to start off by thanking you and reminding you that this is a day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Take some time today to notice someone, love someone, serve someone. Be the difference you want to see in the world today. And as X said, wow, new things happening on the hardwood for the Alabama Crimson Tide as they start off with their highest preseason ranking ever. Can they build off of last year? So we'll have DC talk with us about that as well, get his thoughts on the South Carolina game and his thoughts on the third Saturday in October. What's the big matchup there? Will the real Alabama defense stand up, or will the real Tennessee offense stand up? You know, it's funny, X, first of all, let me welcome DC in. Good morning, DC.
Oh, good morning, Martin. Great to be on the show this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, got to spend a little time, out of town and just happened to be up in Vol country. You know, they, we're worried about Alabama, right? You know, it's funny how you can get blinded by what the media has told you about a certain team. And the media told us Tennessee's offense was elite. But we watched them three games in a row struggle to score points against Oklahoma, struggle to score points against Arkansas, and struggle against Tennessee. They got the win against – I mean, Florida. They got the win against Florida. But Florida – at Napier, I don't like to say guys should be fired. I'm always slow to say that. But man, he literally gave one away. So, they're not as excited and don't believe in Tennessee as much as the Alabama fans that I'm hearing believes in Tennessee.
Thanks. Yeah, no, this week is going to be an interesting week, DC, but, let's get your thoughts on the South Carolina game first. When you were watching this game, what were some things that you liked and some things that you saw that weren't so favorable?
Well, I think I liked a little bit of the way I love the way that Devin Milroe uses progressions in his throws. I thought South Carolina had a good game plan for making him go through his progressions, and he did that and recognized him and made some really good throws. And so I was very pleased with his continued growth. I think that I believe he got. I didn't like the fact that he got. I believe he got injured. My belief is he got injured on the play right before he threw the interception in the end zone. And I love the fact that he wanted to stay in. But I'm thinking that if he had just gotten out and for a few plays, then we wouldn't have had that turnover. So I didn't like that. I didn't like the way our defense didn't adapt. Didn't change on a few. Series didn't use what had worked in previous series multiple times as far as blitzing when they needed to. And I didn't like the fact that we couldn't get off the field again on third and fourth down. I don't think that was wasn't much improvement from the previous games. I didn't like the fact that we didn't recognize and make some changes and execute better on defense.
It was some rough things, and I do think Jalen was banged up. He just kind of looked a little off after he ran in the end zone for the second touchdown. To me, that I didn't necessarily see it with the interception.
He floated that ball is what DC is talking about, and that was right after he was grimacing on the ground.
He got a stinger right the play before. If you go back and watch, I think he got a stinger on his right throwing shoulder just before he was grimacing. He got up, and then that next play, he floated that ball into the end zone, didn't put a lot of zip on it. And I think that's what caused the interception instead of driving it in. Yeah. So I agree. I think that's something subtle that you watch that I was watching. Kind of watched. He just threw it differently. Now, later on, he came back and recovered and threw it really well. So I think that was a play that if we could have had back, maybe done a little differently. I don't think we had that turnover.
Yeah, I just missed that one on that. But you hear some things. But what was the good that you saw from Bama?
Well, I think again, I think it was the way that the offense was able to play. I think that South Carolina had a really good scheme. South Carolina's got a good team. They've been in a lot of good games, so they had a really good defensive play game plan for Alabama. And I think that it showed in the way what we were able to do, and the fact that we were able to take advantage of it, and our coaches called plays that took advantage of it, and Jalen was able to execute it. I don't think they were going to let Jalen beat them with his legs, although he did do a good job of making some plays with his legs anyway. And I don't think they were going to give him the easy throws. They were going to make him throw in tight windows and make him use his progressions. And I think he did just that. Did a really good job of that. So I was very pleased with the offensive game plan and the plays that were called and the way that Jalen executed those in the passing game. I think South Carolina's determination was they were going to take away the run game, make him throw in tight windows and see if he could beat him with his arm. And I think he did enough to do that.
DC, I don't know that South Carolina took away anything. I think we gave up. And when we went through the quarterback, when we ran the offense, that we ran the first half of the Georgia game and the three games before that, we looked like the Alabama offense. I really don't know if they listen to radio shows or not, and I said this yesterday. But this offense has not been explosive since, even though we were good against Vanderbilt, we were not as explosive. And I want Bama fans to please listen. Stop complaining about the running backs getting the ball. Understand how running games are called today. Okay? The run game is called when you have a dual threat quarterback, and it doesn't have to be a dual threat quarterback. It's actually just a new style of offense. There are running plays to the quarterback if you have a dual threat quarterback. There are running plays called to the running back. So that's two types of plays where it's just a called run to either one of those. Then there is the read action. Okay. The read action play. And that is option. For anybody who don't know what read action is, that's the option play. Okay. What are defenses taught to do on the option? Take away the dive. 9 times out of 10, the dive guy, unless they call it where they run the read option to the running back running to the outside, 9 times out of 10, the dive guy is the running back. So when they call the read option, the running back is being taken away and the quarterback either keeps it or pitches it or throws it in today's game. And then there is the RPO, run pass option. And the defense is taking away the run. Everybody's complaining about our run game. Teams don't want our running backs to run the ball, DC and X. They are literally, I don't know why they forcing, I'm not sure I wouldn't force Jalen to give it, but they're not. Jalen is not misreading the read option. Jalen isn't misreading when we look appear to have some RPOs. But when you add all of those plays together, the running backs potentially could have 20 carries or as few as 10. And I don't think people understand the offense. And what has happened since the Georgia game, in my opinion, is we've gotten away from that. And we look like an average offense the last few weeks. Not explosive. Since the second half of the Georgia game. That's just my thoughts. I don't know how good the other teams have done at stopping us as much as us doing that. And then we'd like to throw in, I know I'm going long and we'll come back on the other side of the break. The other side of that is we'll throw in a gimmicky play and stop our momentum. We've done that 3 weeks in a row. And, we'll be back on the other side to keep the conversation rolling. You're listening to the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier, powered by Box Eye Care with DC Capstone Report, Xavier and Martin. We'll be back on the other side.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A very good morning to you. It's Tuesday, so usually that gets a bit hectic. But right now, you don't have to worry about that because traffic is smooth sailing even inside the construction zones. You got McWright's Ferry Road extension between Rice Mine and New Watermelon Road.
coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented in part by BMW of Tuscaloosa and by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi.
Houston Hydrosteam. That's Houston Hydrosteam. Quality work you can stand on. Whether you're looking for carpet and upholstery cleaning, oriental rug cleaning, residential or commercial water damage, and a whole lot more, you need to call Houston Hydrosteam at 205-553-9460, 553-9460, or visit them online at HoustonHydrosteam.com. And once again, Houston Hydrosteam is quality work you can stand on. Hey, I'm Martin Houston, and I want to tell you about exciting news happening at Box Eye Care. They've moved to their new location, bringing you a brand new lab, stylish new frames, and a fresh look just for you. Enjoy their expanded frame inventory, competitive prices, and faster service, all with the same great level of service you've come to know and trust. Discover this full-service eye care at Box Eye Care's new location. With their in-house lab, they offer unbeatable value and one of the largest frame collections in town. Schedule your eye exam today and walk out with new glasses in less than an hour in most cases. Visit BoxEyeCare.com, that's BoxEyeCare.com, or call 205-342-0660, that's 205-342-0660. Visit them at 5003 Oscar Baxter Drive, that's Box Eye Care, your vision, our priority.
Interact with the Martin Houston Show by calling us at 205-342-9904, or tuning into the Martin Houston Show on Facebook.
Tennessee, because first of all, it's Tennessee, and I just hate them because they low down, they dirty, they some snitches, and I hate Philip Fulmer. I hate they colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man.
All right. We'll play that clip in its entirety later on. But, yeah, we'll have to break out the I Hate Tennessee later on in its entirety. But that was just a little taste of it. X.
That is – how old is that clip now?
We need to
find that guy, see what he's doing in life.
Someone looked him up a few years ago, but that clip has to be the original clip has to be, you know, 12. You know, Phil Fulmer was the coach.
So, that is true. And that's
so.
At the earliest, it's 08.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that. Yeah.
But no, this week we talk about it a lot, and it's the third Saturday in October. We all know what that means for everybody and how important this game is. This is the game that you hugged Chris Dunley and told him you loved him your senior year. but.
People, you need to explain. You can't say that.
I was going to let you explain it.
Okay. Tell him, DC, in 2024, you can't say I hugged Chris Dunley. And that's why, yeah. But anyway, I have to tell on myself a little bit. We were playing Tennessee and DC and it was one of those tight games. The 92 season is 17-10, and we just need to run out the clock. And I may have had one or two lost fumbles maybe in my career. I think one. But anyway, maybe more. Coach Stallings told him to run me because I don't fumble. You know, it's... So, yeah, guess what I did? I fumbled. And so I had to walk to the sideline, and I intentionally say, I don't know exactly where it was at, but if Coach Dolan was standing on the 50 DC, I walked to about the 30 at an angle. And I could, you know, you can feel somebody staring at you. It was like a laser was burning through me. And my coach was standing out on the, at the 30. He saw me doing it. So he followed me and got my stuff. And then Chris Dunley got an interception. And so I just run out on the field. Everybody was going chaotic, and I'm just finding him and hug him and said, man, I love you. He saved. Potentially save part of my legacy, at least some of it, right?
That's right. Everybody needs a little help from their friends every now and then.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. But I want you guys to respond to what I said, because I keep hearing people, our offense has been out of sync. Our offense has been out of sync to me because we're trying to please people and not run Jalen as much and not to let, you know, listen, if Jalen Daniels can go through two seasons carrying the ball as much as he did at LSU, you can take that same chance with Jalen Milroe. And I don't have a problem with you criticizing Jalen for his interception. I don't have an issue with you criticizing Jalen for his interception at the end of the half or any of that. But the Alabama fans that keep getting on social media and calling shows and saying Jalen Milroe should be a quarterback and not a running back, I don't know what else the young man can do. He's completing over 70% of his passes. He's the leading rusher, not because he's ball hogging. It's just that's the style of the run game today, and you know, it's just, I don't know. I get frustrated because I think a lot of people think they know football and they don't. And I don't want to call them names, but I want to call them names.
DC?
Well, I think you're exactly right. That's what I was meaning when I said that they take away our running game. I wasn't talking about Jalen's running. I was talking about the running back's running. That is the number one thing you do when you play a team that's run, that's quarterback runs a run pass option or option is to try to take away the dive play. And that's why our running backs aren't getting the ball is, they're not, it's not the key. The keys are there for him to pull the ball and run the ball. And then they have a spy on Jalen trying to get him stopped. And they can't even stop him with a spy every time. So he's just that good to gain the yard running the ball. But that is not my problem with the offense. My problem with the offense is it seems like since the Georgia game is we've heard all the talk about time of possession, and we're trying to hold the ball longer instead of throwing calling plays for explosive plays. And that's where my concern is. We're trying to adapt our offense to please the masses who have said we need to
play defense with our offense.
That's right. We can't be trying to help our defense by changing our offense. You know, we've got to continue. And if we're going to win the game against Tennessee, we've got to get back to our offense, playing our offense. Tennessee's defense is not that great. I think the Tennessee fans are more concerned about us coming in to play them than we are going to play them. Because I've heard them. It's all about perspective. Tennessee has not performed the way they thought they should perform. Their fans thought they should perform. And we're going up there. If we go up there with the mindset that we want to try to have time of possession and not be explosive, if Tennessee starts clicking on offense, we'll never be able to keep up with them. So we're going to have to. We've had opportunity times where we've blown them out and beat them handily, but this is not one of those years. This is a year where we're more parity in the league. So if we're going to compete, we're going to have to compete by playing our style of offense. And I think we've gotten away from that. People say we don't have the athletes. That's crazy. We've got running backs. We've got they can catch the ball out of the backfield and make explosive plays. We've got wide receivers, tight ends. We've got a great quarterback. Let him play the game. Let the game go through him. Let him play the game. Give get the explosive plays in the playbook again and quit trying to become a ball control offense. This is not a ball control offense. This is an offense that can control the ball sometimes, but its main offense is an explosive play offense. And that's the one
thing. They controlled it. Yeah. And they controlled it down the stretch against South Carolina. That when they needed to, they did fine, and that's okay. But when you try to play like that all game and that's not your style, it is going to hurt you.
Some of my biggest criticism of our fans is we forget. We try to rewrite history. What is the number one thing, Martin, that last year Coach Saban harped on about our offense? What did he say we needed more of? Explosive play. If he said it once, you go back and listen to his press conference, he said it 5 to 6 times. We need explosive plays. That's what this offense has that can create with Jalen Milroe as quarterback. Let's don't get away from it. Let's go back to it, and let's try to run our offense through Jalen the way we should be doing this whole time. That's my thought. If you want to see this team throttled at its best, go back to the opening half versus Georgia. We didn't get beat in the Georgia game until we began to play conservative on our heels on defense and try to just maintain what we had, not to lose the game. And that's what it feels like. We need to play to win the game with explosive plays, not to play not to lose the game.
We got cute in the first half, and our offense has been out of sync. When we did the double, triple, whoop-de-doo, whatever it was, but we need to get the caller.
Yeah, we've got Alan joining us on the Empowerment Chase Solutions Hotline. How you doing this morning, Alan?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Doing great this morning, Alan.
All right. I think Bama's getting, for the last couple of years, Bama's been getting up to the level of competition, and it's been going on for a long time at Bama, you know. And I think Coach DuBois is listening to too many people. I think he needs to start doing back what got him to the dance. Got him to the dance with explosive plays. Got him to the dance was doing what he do. Leave him alone. Let the man do his thing, and you know, stop trying to control him. And when you could control Coach Saban, so stop trying to control this man. Let this man do what he do. Let this man do his job and let him do his due. That's my opinion.
I agree 100%.
I want to say this really quick. Bam Bam 72 said DeBoer mentioned wanting to get them involved. Right. They want to get them involved. So the question becomes, how do you do that? DC, how do you do that? If you try to do it, the team, if we're going to, we either have to take out the read option because they're going to take away the dive. And yeah, you do call a few more run plays, but what has that gotten us? That's what I want people to tell us. The last two games, we have ran the running backs more intentionally. And what has that gotten us?
Nothing. You know how to get the running backs involved, Martin. You were a running back. You know how to get the running backs involved. Play your offense to its strengths. To run the offense, throw the ball. Do you know when the running backs at Alabama during the Georgia game made their biggest plays? When they weren't expecting us to run the ball. When we throw in the ball downfield and everybody's looking for the downfield pass, and we gash them for a long touchdown run. Jam Miller did it. Justin Haynes had done it in games. We can do that. We can still get the running backs involved, but not don't run the ball when they expect us to run the ball, just to run time off the clock. Let's throw the ball, and then run the ball when they least expect it. That's what I think we're lacking doing. That's what we did in the Georgia game in the first half.
But the question is, go ahead, X.
We got a commenter. Wayne Law said it best. Everybody keeps wondering what changed from the Georgia game, and I truly believe the Georgia game was the only game he got turned loose, and he's talking about Jalen. And if you go look at every time you can look at a game and go, man, they let him lose, he has absolutely shown out. You go back to the first game he came in against Arkansas. They let him play to his strengths, and he torched Arkansas once they finally started doing it. The game last year against A&M, his first 300-yard passing game, the LSU game, the Auburn game. Those are games where he threw for over 200, ran for over 100. Georgia this year, they got to stop handicapping Jalen to fit a narrative. And this is something the old staff did, and we're starting to see with this new staff.
And to me, what people we're looking for, there's so much change in college football right now. There's so much change that it's hard to really just sit back and watch football the way you used to, because you see a Vandy team beat Alabama, beat Kentucky in back-to-back weeks, play Missouri close. You see everyday, you know, directional schools playing with top-ranked schools. You see Tennessee, supposed to be elite, getting beat by Arkansas, should be beat by what's considered a bad Florida team. You see Ole Miss, who has – everybody's hollering they want Lane Kiffin. This was supposed to be Lane Kiffin's national championship team, and he's already got two losses. And because the talent gap – get beat by Kentucky, then Kentucky gets beat by Vanderbilt. So we're trying to fit everything into the way we grew up watching football. Running games aren't the same. The only place you're going to see the running game that you grew up watching was Derrick Henry last year at Tennessee. Everywhere else, the running game looks different. Maybe Boise. but my point behind it is, Alabama fans, you're not going to see the type of running game you saw with Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram and Trent Richardson. Even when Ty's in the game, if Ty was the quarterback, you still wouldn't see that type of game, because Ty's a good enough athlete that you put some read option and some RPOs in with him. And there are calls that you have to make. You have to make the call if you want the running back to run it. But would you rather a defense guessing whether Jalen has it or whether Jam has it? And those guys get better, longer runs because people aren't sure if Jalen has it or they have it. He actually helps the running game in terms of the average per carry. It just hurts the running backs in the number of carries. And you know what? In the long run, they're probably not going to be that upset. You know why, DC? NFL teams are looking for what? Running backs with low tread, with high potential, a la Josh Jacobs. These two guys are going to be first, second round draft picks because they have high potential and they're going to have low tread. So we'll be back on the other side. We appreciate you guys hanging in there with us each and every day. We have DC Capstone Report on with us. Come back on the other side. I'm going to see if I can play that. They low down. They dirty. We might play that all week long. Stay tuned for more of the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier, powered by Bob's Eye Care.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A very good morning to you. It's Tuesday, so usually that gets a bit hectic. But right now, you don't have to worry about that because traffic is smooth sailing even inside the construction zones. You got McWright's Ferry Road extension between Rice Mine and New Watermelon Road.
Hayes Electric Supply touch every part of what powers your life. Stop by CED in Tuscaloosa, Coleman, and Decatur, or All Phase Electric Supply in Albertville and Huntsville.
Taco Casa, quality, taste, and value under the biggest cactus in town. They've been doing it the right way each and every day for 50 years and counting. If you're looking for a great option for lunch and or dinner, then you need to check out Taco Casa. Taco Casa, and while you're there, don't forget to get a big glass of that sweet tea.
This Tuscaloosa Tractor has great deals and financing programs on Kubota equipment to fit your budget. Tuscaloosa Tractor, Skyland Boulevard East. Don't you buy no ugly tractor.
Got timberland in West Alabama or East Mississippi? North River Timber Company has you covered. Since 2011, Courtney White, a registered forester, along with his expert team, have been managing timberland and harvesting timber across four West Alabama counties. They offer comprehensive timber management plans, reforestation services, and appraisals. Courtney White says timber is like money in the bank. Don't let your investment go unrealized. Call North River Timber Company today. Email them at northrivertimberco@gmail.com or call 205-242-5127.
Keep it locked into Tide 100.9 for more of the Martin Houston Show with Martin Houston and X's and O's Sports Xavier Houston.
And I hate Tennessee because, first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just hate them because they low down, they dirty, they some snitches. And I hate Philip Fulmer. I hate their colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, and I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention. And I hate all their quarterbacks. I hate Tennessee, man.
Describe what you feel about the colors, too. I thought that was interesting.
It reminds me, it's not that orange that you can stand. See, I hate Tennessee more than I hate Auburn. I just dislike Auburn. I hate Tennessee. See, Tennessee's colors is that throw-up orange. It's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange. And I don't like pumpkins. So, I really don't like Tennessee, man. I can't stress that enough, man. And they losers. They sore losers.
Your child needs these three key factors to
get this. Anyway.
I think that's after the 6-3 Alabama win the next year, so 2006-07.
It's October 2007. The young man's name is Irvin Kearney. They did it in 21. They did a little article on him about how it evolved and how he was standing outside the steps there and began to give his interview.
Yeah. You love to see that.
It's one of the greatest interviews I think ever done. So
it's perfect. It was perfect for the time, and it's perfect for today. BC, so when we're talking about this quarterback situation, not even situation, but just how people talk about Jalen, you still hear, even after a back-to-back 300-yard games, you know, completing 70%+ of his passes, people are still calling him a running back because he's athletic and good with his legs. While the whole time NFL experts and scouts are saying he's one of the top quarterbacks in this draft and he's going to be a quarterback, and you look at what Justin Fields is having a resurgence here with the Steelers. You look at Lamar Jackson.
You picked the worst quarterback of all. Don't start with Justin Fields, man. Come on now.
But the resurgence he's having, his skill, Jaden Daniels rookie year he's having.
That's where you start.
Lamar Jackson having just passing Cam Newton for the second most rushing yards ever by a quarterback. You see the games changing. What is up with people not allowing the game to change because of whatever perception that they have in their head?
Well, I'm just telling you this. Alabama fans are the most fickle fans in America. I've been dealing with them since the Bear Bryant days. Been talking with them, hearing what they had to say, and nothing has changed. They're fickle. It's just, what have you done for me lately? And they want it their way, and they want it the old way. And this is not the old football that we're dealing with. Jalen is a great quarterback. He is what the NFL is looking for. When Mel Kiper has him as number two, Mel Kiper is not even the best evaluator of talent out there, but he has him as number two quarterback in this draft right now. Everyone still talks about how athletic he is, how great he is, how he's the best player on the field at any time. And if you can't watch Jalen this year and see the maturity level that he has and the progress that he's made in reading and progressions, I don't know what kind of football spectator you are. As Martin said earlier, you don't know anything about football. You're watching it for entertainment. And if you're watching it for entertainment, maybe you want things where they were the old way. But that's not this team. That's not this quarterback. Jalen is if not the best quarterback in the NCAA this year. And I think he'll go on and have a great NFL career because of his dual threat nature, because that's what the NFL is morphing to as well. So Yeah, look, although they say something different, I disagree with them.
Look at the Ravens. They're trying to figure out this Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry combo. If they figure it out, you're going to see everybody. You're going to see everybody trying to get a dual threat guy with a old school running back and figure out how to make it work. And that's what they're going through. And Alabama's going through that to a degree as well. It just amazes me. I told a guy I would love to have seen earlier. I think it was Rich Early. First time I've seen him. Yeah, Rich Early saying that just win and move on to the next game. I could not imagine what would have been said about the 92 team if it was coming along today, DC. I couldn't imagine what people would be writing and saying about that team when they don't understand the game. It was, as a player at times, it was so frustrating. Go back and watch. We would struggle against Vanderbilt and blow out, you know, Tennessee or you know what I mean? Like, it was just – we didn't blow out Tennessee that year. But if you go back and look, Stallings seemed to be good teams worse than he did average team because his philosophy caused him to taper things down when we got a lead. And so it's just interesting. Coming back on the other side, X and DC, I'd like for us to talk a little bit about this Tennessee game. And we do need to hit that basketball. I know I won't let DC come in on that. But what will it take for Bama to beat Tennessee up in Knoxville? We'll be back on the other side to keep that conversation rolling.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. I do see where 359 is starting to get a little on the tighter side. And this is in the southbound lanes at Skyland Boulevard. That intersection is a little more volume than what typically is so during this time of day or morning. Otherwise, traffic moving smooth at the intersection of Lurline Wallace and
at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented in part by BMW of Tuscaloosa and by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi.
Dixie Battery Supply takes care of all of your battery needs. Find the commercial batteries you're after and never feel powerless again. Come check out our Northport and Tuscaloosa locations or call us at 205-758-9190. And once again, power up all your devices by using Dixie Battery Supply, dixiebatterysupply.com. They offer reconditioned batteries starting at $39.99, and you'll find all the batteries you need. And don't forget to ask us about our golf carts. That's DixieBatterySupply.com. I'm Martin Houston, and I recently launched the Empowerment Strategy and Solutions Organization. We speak, we train, we coach. As a John Maxwell certified leader and team member, I would love the opportunity to work with you and your organization, whether it's around building corporate culture, whether it's around team building, whether it's working with you one-on-one as an emerging leader, finding out more about who you are as an individual. With my DISC certification, I can help you be a better version of yourself. And to work with me, all you need to do is go to martinhouston.org/bookme. That's martinhouston.org/bookme. We love the opportunity to work with you. That's Empowerment Strategies and Solutions. We speak, we train, we coach. Don't forget to mark your calendar for December 12th as we'll be hosting the Live to Lead conference featuring John Maxwell, John Gordon, Malcolm Gladwell, and more. And we'll be hosting it at Bryant Conference Center. It's a half-day simulcast. Live to Lead, presented by Empowerment Strategies and Solutions.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A beautiful fall day today. The sky's sunny, the high 69. Clear, very cool tonight, below 41. Or tomorrow, sunny with a high of 62. And Thursday, a sunny day. We'll probably have some frost early Thursday morning. The high Thursday afternoon, 67. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the Martin Houston Show. The sound of Bama sports. Your show, your team, on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Wow.
Welcome back into the Martin Houston Show. And you just heard that spot about the Live to Lead. The Live to Lead event is actually December 3rd, not December 12th. We'll get that spot corrected. It's December 3rd. If you would like to register, go to martinhouston.org. Live to lead is where you can find it at the martinhouston.org page. And if you can't remember that, just remember martinhouston.org. All right, X, I'll toss it to you. Is X there? Hello? Hello?
Am I coming through now?
You are now.
All right. To wrap things up, what are your thoughts about the Tennessee game and what Alabama has to do to get a win?
Well, I think Alabama's got to get back to their explosive offense, run the plays through Jalen, let him beat them with his arms, let the running backs have gaps to run through because they're trying to play the pass, trying to stop Jalen. And I think if we do that, get back to where we were, we'll be fine about this game. Got to block better. We got to focus our attention on Tennessee's schemes and try to win that during the pregame and what in our game plans. Our game plans got to go back to where it was previous to Georgia. Our defense is built to beat teams like Tennessee, and I think if we go back to our standard defense in this one, I think we'll do better against Tennessee. It'll be a high scoring game. I think Alabama wins the game 41-27.
Go ahead.
I
was going to say that, you know, we have to do something that we don't like to do. We have to blitz this young quarterback.
Yes.
I know that's not his style, but I don't think Tua Tagovailoa was saving style. I think Mac Jones was saving style, but he won with Kiffin because he did what it took to win, and I want to see this coaching staff do that. I won't let all Alabama fans who are panicking because Alabama has one loss. I shared this with Ryan yesterday, DC and X. Bears' first year was 5-4-1, and then what you call this next year was Stallings' first year was 7-5, and Saban's first year was 7-6. All those guys won a national title, and the coaches who won national titles in their third or fourth year. And so everybody's panicking. If we lose five games, everybody, okay. But everybody's saying, well, we have a much more talented team than what we had. Yeah, and we've only lost one game. Yeah, we lost to Vanderbilt. We also beat Georgia, okay? So let's let the season play out before we start calling for him to be fired. And let's see how he does against this Tennessee team.
All right. We have a caller in on the hotline. Ellis, how you doing this morning, Ellis?
Just doing good this morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good.
I just want to talk about that. I think I hate Tennessee more than I do Auburn. I was born and raised in Alabama, but I've lived in Tennessee long enough to hate them more. So, I know you ain't supposed to hate, but when you live around Tennessee, them hillbillies, they can be obnoxious sometimes. But they've not said much this year. They've been fairly quiet this year. They've not had nothing to talk about. So,
yeah, I was out in Tennessee country yesterday with my Alabama Legacy gear on. and I didn't get anything except for Roll Tides, man.
That's me. You know, I heard you talk to Ryan about that yesterday. I've had one Tennessee fan that I'm a friend of, and he said that we would beat them. That's somehow the Tennessee fan's mouth, and he's a very big Tennessee fan. So they're worried, like you said, they're worried.
Absolutely.
But, I agree with you.
But one more thing that I know you got to know, I think if Jalen has a ball game like he did against Georgia, and our defense step up and do what they're supposed to do, we can win this game.
Agree.
Definitely.
Agree.
Appreciate you, Ellis.
Thanks, Ellis. Roll Tide.
Moving off of football in these closing minutes, DC, Alabama basketball, ranked number 2 in the nation. Where has Nate Oates taken this program?
Wow, what a time to be alive to be an Alabama basketball fan. Nate Oates has elevated this basketball program to sights unseen at this point. I mean, who would have expected us to be ranked number 2? Coming off of Final Four season, there's great teams out there, Kansas, UConn, Houston, they're all great teams. And you got Alabama sitting number 2, so many points shy of a number 1 ranking. This Nate Oates has exceeded everything I ever anticipated he would do at University of Alabama basketball.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that, I mean, you have Mark Sears who decided to come back for his last year. He's a preseason first team All-American. Got a couple guys on the All-SEC list. It is crazy to watch Bama basketball in this moment. But
yeah, he's predicted to be the SEC Player of the Year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Mark,
I think Mark was voted to preseason Player of the Year.
I agree 100%.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, DC, as we close, let everybody know where they can find you.
Well, you can find me at dccapstonereport.com, DC Capstone Report Facebook page, and you can follow me on Twitter at DavidCott50. We're also on Spotify, YouTube. Just check us out and check out Lance's other sites, OldTideBama.com, FreelancePictures.com.
All right, D.C., Texas, and Georgia.
Well, I think Georgia goes into Texas, and I believe they're gonna come out a victor. I know Texas, I don't think, has been tested as hard as people think they have. I think that Georgia goes in there, and Texas is going to be expected to win. I think Georgia goes in and plays a hard-nosed game and beats them.
Well, I have crimson-colored glasses that have a slight crack in them right now, D.C., But I'm in the process. I'm getting them repaired this week for the Tennessee game. But I got some scarlet red glasses I'm wearing for the Georgia game.
I agree. I think Georgia goes into Texas and beats them and does something that nobody else thinks they'll do. And it shows what kind of pair do we have in college football when teams that are like-minded and like built can win anytime.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, that's DC, DC Capstone Report. He joins us every Tuesday. That's Xavier Houston, co-host in the Martin Houston Show. I'm Martin Houston, and I appreciate you. That's Chase Brumfield. We appreciate all the callers and viewers and chatters for being part of the program. Thanks, man, for allowing us to come into your homes, your hearts, and your headsets each and every day. For the Martin Houston Show, we tell you this, trust in the Lord always, lean not your own understanding, always acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Roll Tide out to everybody. We'll catch you on